Pak.
Iya, Pak, permisi. Sure. Chill, no, chill. You like yell at?
Hello?
Hello there. Is it I'm Daniel speaking to you? Daniel Egan?
Yes, yes.
Ah, great stuff, Daniel. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. You made an inquiry via Google. You know, in regards to your time in care in Scotland, Daniel?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Yep, so it's just to really get that set up for, you know, with these claims at the moment, Daniel, we are actually achieving quite a large sum of money back as compensation. Now, the average refund for these claims, Daniel, is around £45,000, okay? Now, all we need to do, Daniel, to get the case underway, of course, and get it started for you, just go through a few questions with you today, probably take me 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and then
right.
I'd say we'll... Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
No problem, Pop. So just bear with me 2 moments, fellow. I'll just load the document. I won't be 2 moments with you. So let's get this loaded up. Just 1 second there, Daniel. It might take me a moment or two.
I'm sorry I missed your call earlier on.
Well, you had a missed call earlier on as well?
Yeah, I've had 2 missed calls, yes. From, I think it was Elliot.
Yeah, no worries there, Daniel. Okay. So, Daniel, I've got your name as Daniel Egan, DanielEgan. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir, yes.
Yep, fantastic, Daniel. And your telephone number, of course, ending in 272, that's the one, isn't it, yeah?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell yet because my memory's getting pretty bad. I'm sorry.
No, that's understandable, Daniel. Don't worry about that at all. If there is any questions I ask you and you don't know the answer to, just let me know, Daniel. It's not a problem, okay?
All
we
right.
will ask you the majority of information. That's just to get the majority of it. But if there is anything you don't know, just simply say I don't know. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel, I've got your date of birth here as the 12th of February at 54. Is that correct?
12/2/54, correct.
Yeah. Perfect. Fantastic there, Daniel. Okay. That's fine. And, Daniel, could you just confirm your door number and postcode, please?
My door? My house number?
That's the one, pal. The house door number.
Flat 3-1. I'm a top flat, and the close is 98 Montague Street.
And the postcode, please, pal.
I'm not very good at this. Wait a minute, I'll have to get where it is. Could you give me a second? I've got a letter here, I'll see it. I'm sorry.
No, no problem, to me. No, no problem. Good time, pal.
IP. P-A-20-O-H-J for John.
So P-A-20-O, Hotel, J for John, yeah?
O-H-J, yes.
Okay, so let's just find that for you. 98 Montague Street, Isle of Bute.
Yeah, Isle of Bute, yeah.
Yep. Yep. And you say it's flat 3/1, yeah?
Yeah, flat 3/1.
Perfect. Flat 3/1, 98 Montague Street, Isle of Bute, Renfrewshire, PA20HJ, yeah?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yep, perfect. And could you just confirm your postcode, your email address, Daniel?
It's Gmail, but I don't know it.
I made this application
yesterday. My friend was here, and he helped me do it because I'm no good with electronics, phones, and I'm hopeless with them.
Yeah, well, that's understandable, pal. Do you have an email at the moment?
What do you mean, do I have an email?
Let me have a look for you. I think it's on the system here. We've got DannyEgan2018@gmail.com. Is that the one you do use when you use it, Daniel?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? And have you ever been known by any...
It was my friend that done that for me, because I can't use them, you know.
No, that's not a problem, Daniel. And have you ever been known by any other names at all, Daniel, in the past?
No.
Okay. And what are your parents' names, Danny? What's your parents' names?
My father was Daniel, and my mother was Margaret.
And they're both called Egan, yeah?
Yes.
Yep, fantastic. And, Danny, do you know where you lived before you went into care?
Yes, Castlemilk in Glasgow. 54 Holmeyer Road. Castle and Wilton.
Yeah, that's fine. And do you have any brothers or sisters, Danny?
I have a brother and a sister, yes. Older
yeah,
brother
and what are their names?
Sister.
Yeah, no worries. And what are their names, Danny?
My brother's name was Frank, or Francis.
Frank.
And my sister was Patricia.
Patricia. Now, the reason we ask that information there, Danny, is just when we do a search with the local authority for you, we can find your details a lot quicker if we've got, like, your family members. Yep. And what age was you when you went into care, Danny? How old was you?
I was 15, I went into the last school.
Yeah? And what school was it, Danny? What school did you go into?
What school?
Yeah, what was the name of the school?
St. Margaret Mary's.
St. Margaret Mary's?
Yes. It's a Roman Catholic school in Castlewell.
Okay. And how long was you in there for, Danny? How long was you in St. Margaret Mary's for?
I think you're getting this rather mixed up here. What did you mean, school? Did you mean a prison type thing?
And I like, it's like a children's home kind of thing, when you went into care.
No, St. Margaret Mary's was my school, you know, when I was
Okay.
Do you know
what home? What children's home was you in then,
Danny? What home I went in there? I'm very sorry, I was in Larsgrove Remantholm.
Larsgrove Remantholm?
Larsgrove Remantholm, yes.
Okay.
I think
and Danny, we
Edinburgh Road.
Yeah. Edinburgh Road. Okay. In Edinburgh as well, I'm guessing, with that being said.
It said Glasgow, but it was Edinburgh Road.
Okay. No problem. How long was you in there for, Danny?
I was in twice. It was only in remand. 4 weeks, and then I got remanded for Borstal. I think it was six weeks in remand in there.
Okay. No problem. That's fine. So, let's put that down for you. Okay. And if you, like Danny, if anything was to happen to you in the next year, God forbid it does, if anything was to happen to you, who would you like your beneficiary to be able to collect the money if you're not here to collect it?
Oh, dear. My daughter.
Yeah, what's your daughter's name, Danny?
Sonia, S-O-N-J-A.
Yep. Same surname as yourself, Danny?
Yes.
Yep. Perfect, not a problem, that's fine. Got these details down. Now, Dan, there is two things we do need from you to obviously start a claim. Now, we do require a picture of photo ID, so either a driving licence, a passport, or a bus pass. Do you have one of those?
I have a passport.
Yes, fantastic. And then just a letter, Dan, it dated in the last 3 months.
Yes.
Now, what I'll need to do anyway is I will need to send you a WhatsApp message and we'll need to, obviously, what you need to do is take a picture of them. So, Danny, can you get your passport for me and just get a letter dated in the last 3 months for me?
I'm trying to think, what kind of letter do you mean?
Any letter at all, Danny. It just needs to be dated in the last 3 months. It could be anything. It could be a water bill, gas bill.
Yeah,
it could be a letter from Postal Lottery. Yeah.
Could you get my passport, please?
Yep, no worries.
The letter you're talking about, it would be a bill.
Yeah, that's fine. Any letter at all, Daniel. Any letter whatsoever. As long as it says your name, your address, and the date is after January this year, we can deal with it. We can use it. So, Danny, do you want to open up WhatsApp Messenger on your mobile phone for me?
See the passport? It's been expired for over 20 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what we'll need then, Danny, instead of that, we'll need three letters. So three letters to your house that are registered in the last 3 months instead. Leave the passport because that's expired, but just take a picture of three individual letters, so three different letters that are dated in the last 3 months.
I've got one. Hang on, sir.
Just three letters of any kind, pal.
Yeah, I've got them here, but as I say, they are bills, yeah?
That's fine, Danny, that's fine.
Okay.
I said anything at all, pal.
Right.
So what you want to do, Danny, is put them on the table, set them on the table. What you need to do is open WhatsApp Messenger on your mobile phone and you'll see a message from myself. My name's Ben. You'll see a message.
Open
WhatsApp for me, Danny. Put me on speaker if you'd like, and open WhatsApp for me.
Right, WhatsApp. So I'll not get cut off if I go to WhatsApp, no?
Nope, you should be okay.
Okay, see,
I'm
with the phone.
Don't worry, Danny. If it does put you off, I'll call you straight back.
I'm trying to think how I can get this WhatsApp.
What I'll do, Danny, if you like, I'll pop the phone down just while you take the picture, just while you open WhatsApp and take 3 pictures of the letters, and then I'll give you a call straight back if that's okay. That'll be easier
yes.
for you.
Wait
yeah?
a minute, I might get it now.
Yes.
I don't know how to get
yes,
it.
If you scroll
I'm sorry
down on
about
the phone,
this.
No, no worries, Danny. If you scroll down from the top of your phone, you should see
All
a message
right.
from me from WhatsApp.
No, nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
No, if I scroll down, no, nothing's coming up.
No worries. What I'll do, Danny, is I'll just take your statement of what you went through while you was in the romance centre, and then once we've done that, I'll come off the call, let you take the pictures, and then send them on WhatsApp, and then I'll call you back, okay?
Yes, so, okay.
Yep, so when you was in Lansgrove Romance Centre, a romance home in Glasgow, what was the kind of things you were facing there, Danny? Like, what was it like in there?
How do I explain it to you? It was pretty Edwardian. It was very old.
Yep.
Do you know, very old fashioned. You were getting bullied. That's basically how I was in a dormitory. I think I was 12 years in a time in a dormitory. We used to have us sitting in the gym cross-legged. I'm sorry, I can't give you any more details on that place.
No, that's okay. Don't worry, Danny. That's more than enough, like I say. If you was in there and you felt face abuse anyway, that's obviously something you can put down. I'm just filling in what you said there. Okay, Danny, that should be fine for that. So what I need to do now, Danny, is I'm going to let you go off the phone. All you need to do when you come off the phone, Danny, is go onto WhatsApp Messenger. You'll see my message. I'm Ben. And then all you do is you click the camera on the right-hand side and take a picture of each of the letters. And then I'll give you a call straight back, Danny, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'll call you back in a moment. No,
thank
it's
you.
All good luck, Danny.
Right, thank you.